B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. Let's jump back to your calls with Tom on the Cape. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Good morning or good afternoon. Hey, I heard you say a question about Western Pennsylvania football in that report by the PIAA. First of all, one thing I want to tell you is the PIAA is about trustworthy as the NCAA is. However, I can tell you this. I grew up and played football out there, and actually in 1987 in North Hills High School, where I played, was the USA Today National Champions that year. So there is a lot of great players that go through there. I mean, you got the quarterbacks like Elway, Kelly, Montana. I think Zolak was even from there. LeVar Arrington. I played against Ty Law. Darrell Revis were from there.
Okay, what does this have to do with the ball?
My point is that what's going on is that it's scary there right now because there is some great talent there. I heard the report come out of Texas that they were shutting down the whole state of football, and a good friend of mine's son is coming up on his junior year, and he's a pretty decent prospect for some serious scholarships, and now he's going to miss his year because a friend of mine who I played with is now the coach at North Hills.
Okay, Tom, thank you. Appreciate that. That is going to impact kids that are going into their senior year and are, you know, up for scholarships, but I think by your senior year, that's sort of decided. It's sort of figured out. If you're getting recruited by Michigan or Michigan State, if you're getting recruited by a big school like that, the scholarship offer is still going to stand.
I would think so. I mean, I'm sure there are bubble guys, and I'm sure there are guys who are looking to make a big splash in their senior year to try and convince some people, but everything gets thrown off.
Don't you love that? Like this keeps getting brought up about how there are people losing seasons. And, you know, it's terrible if you're in one of those spots, you know, something you've worked hard for a number of years. Yeah, it blows. Like, it's terrible. It's awful. I feel bad for someone that's being put in that spot and they're losing out on something. Like, yeah, there's a lot of elements of this that completely suck.
Yeah, you know? It's just, it's harder, I think, for a kid who is, you know, yeah, there are people who are, you know, losing their businesses and, you know, their families are in real trouble.
Yeah, that to me is a little more important.
It is, but not to
your senior year.
But not to a 16 or a 17 year old kid. To them, that's everything. My whole life has been, you know, since puberty, you know, this is what I've been working up, you know, toward and thinking about with, and you know how you think. You know, at that age, it's like if this happens, then this happens, and then there's this college, and then there's this round of the draft, and then I make this much money, and all that now is like has a huge wrench thrown into it, and it's tough to ask, I guess, 16 or 17 year old kids to like, hey, keep it in perspective. You know, your dad's and your family and your neighbor's businesses are all impacted by that. Yeah, but it doesn't affect me. I'm still eating. I still want to play. It's just, you know, it's just the age. It's, you know, your perspective on things is totally thrown off. So, yeah, I can be empathetic and I can feel for what they're feeling right now. But no, there's no one is arguing that what they're going to, you know, suffer because of this is greater than what other people are going through. Of course not.
Tom in Londonderry. Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Great show this week all around, despite the fact that Beetle bailed on Hardy yesterday. So you guys have been awesome this week.
I appreciate that.
Beetle, thank you for dropping that guy from the cave. Jesus Christ, I was banging my head on the freaking steering wheel in 93. Like, get to the freaking point already. My God. But anyway, with the NFL and COVID, like, at what point, guys, do the NFL and the NFLPA get together and say, you know, common sense finally kicks in, you know, God forbid. Like, guys, we play football, all right? We're touching and tackling each other every play on every Sunday, every week. We've got staff that has to be close to each other to communicate. This is how the league and the sport has operated for decades, close to a century, actually a century. At what point do they realize and talk to each other, if you play, you're going to be at risk. No matter what, you're going to be at risk. Whether you get it or not, well, that's the risk you take. If you don't want to, opt out. If you want to, then we'll do what we can to at least make you feel comfortable, but there's no way we can eliminate the risk. I don't want to bash the NFL for what they're doing or they're trying to do, because even though it's you know, at some point we all have to look at this in life, not just in sports. We have to look at this as we look at any other sickness or the flu, because this isn't going anywhere. We can't let this control our society and our lives. We have to, at some point, look at ourselves and handle this like we do with any other thing. So what point did the NFL say, all right, we can do all the things in the world to quote-unquote try and prevent the spread, but we play a sport where we're touching each other every freaking play.
Right, which is why I feel like J.J. Watt is sort of talking out of both sides of his mouth a little bit, because I get it. He doesn't want to wear the shield. I get it. That's fine. You don't want to do it. I can now understand why you wouldn't want to do that, whether it's because you don't like the idea of it, you think it makes it more difficult to do your job, or you also feel like it's pointless, which would be the best argument against it. And so, if you're saying that, well, I'm not doing that. Okay. Well, that's what the NFL had suggested. You're also then at the same time ripping the NFL for a lack of safety protocols. Well, which is it? Like, you know, if you're going to rip the league for not having enough safety protocols while also saying the ones they've come up with are complete crap, well, you know, there is going to be a level of risk. And if you don't want to do it, I get it. But which is it? Do you want them to implement things? Or do you want him just to, what's his suggestion is really what I would say. What is it that you want to see, JJ, that you want to have happen that's going to make it safer in your mind to compete in this sport? Because there's just a lot of risk involved in competing in that particular sport. There is.
Yep.
And by the way, I should add, without a bubble, because I think the same things exist in hockey, but those guys have agreed to go inside a bubble and maintain a barrier, whereas the NFL has no such plan in place.
No, and I think the logistics, I don't blame the NFL for that, though, Beetle. I think the logistics of trying to move the NFL into a bubble would be as close to insurmountable as to making it not worth it. Like, if that's what it's going to require, then, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this at all. I mean, we are talking about much bigger operations, from roster sizes to coaching staffs to just everything that it would take. So, I don't blame them for that, but yeah, there's going to be that breaking point at you know, very, very soon here, where are we going to do this or not? And if we're going to do it, forget about the month delay, forget it. Let's just do it and see what happens here. And the guys who just don't feel like it's worth it, you don't have to play. You can opt out, but we're going to go ahead with this thing, and we're going to do it. the fans thing now, it's like, that doesn't impact the player's safety either. I mean, it's like, that's for the fans' safety. To me, that's still the one argument that got brought up kind of, you know, like near the beginning of this, where I still say, if I'm a player of the players' union, I would be pointing to and say, wait a second, you're telling me it's unsafe to the point where just out there in general, it is for liability purposes and safety reasons, the fans can't be in the stands, but we can get down on the field or the court or the ice and play? Why is that? And if they point to all the testing protocol and all the stuff and they've got safety measures in place, that's fine. But the NFL, as we've learned, they don't have that yet. They haven't agreed on testing procedures. It's an issue.
Not figured out yet, but everything else is. It's just that we'll get to that one later, I guess.
Right.
Get to it later. There is a big all-star type of name that has opted out of the baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
We will address that, tell you who it is, coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Peter. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand here on this Friday afternoon, 617-779-0985. Get your calls on everything from the week, including baseball, where Buster Posey, Giants catcher, six-time All-Star player, has opted out today of playing this season. He's doing it with good reason. Him and his wife are adopting twins, and they were born premature and will now spend time in the NICU. And so for that, Buster Posey is not going to put his family at risk. Buster Posey is saying, thanks, but no thanks. I am not going to be playing this year. He formally announced it this morning after spending the last 3 days deliberating his decision. So that might be the biggest name to this point that has said they will not be playing. I think it is. Can you think of anyone bigger than that?
Nope.
There's your first really big name in the sport. Not because of, you know, he just doesn't feel like it. I mean, David Price is a big name, but I feel like Buster Posey is, I don't know. I'd say they're probably equals. You know what? They're probably equals. Buster Posey, David Price. Those are the two big ones so far.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I think of Price differently as a rotational guy, but
I just look at Buster Posey, though. Everyday player,
yes.
Guy who's sort of credited as being the team leader, comes natural to catchers. He's won World Series. He's played on the big stages. Hell, they changed the rules of the game because he got hurt once. I mean, the Buster Posey rule.
Yeah.
All of this stuff.
And his reasoning is, once again, Beetle?
Him and his wife are adopting twins who were just born, and they were born prematurely, and they're in the NICU.
It's a good enough reason.
I mean, who's going to argue with that?
Who's going to argue with any reason? I mean, any reason. This is, to me, this is one of the big changes, at least in my perception of it, and I think a lot of people's perception is, a few months back, you're not going to play. What's the matter with you? Whatever, you know, of course you're going to play. Everyone's going to... The longer it goes on, the more you see, and the more you learn about, and the more things change. You know, the more you learn, the old adage: the more you know, the less you realize you really know about this thing. Anybody who wants to opt out, maybe some people won't like it, but more and more people are saying, "Yeah, I guess I don't blame you." And that's kind of the attitude. And I don't think they're going to get a lot of crap about it from. Teams or teammates might be a different story if they're willing to go and do it, but no, keep the money. I don't need this. I got stuff going on at home, or I just don't think it's worth it, especially for a 60-game season. Out of all the sports that are restarting, or in the baseball's case, really just getting started. If anyone's going to have an asterisk next to the end of the name who ends up winning it all, it's going to be baseball more than anyone else. Not worth it. Not doing it. I don't know that too many people care at this point. They care. They want the sports. They just don't care that people are going to opt out, that there's not going to be outrage over it.
Right. I mean, I think we'd all say it'd be better if every player was playing.
Right.
From our perspective, from the entertaining perspective, I think, yeah, of course, it's close to the regular thing you'd want it to be. But no, is there going to be any outrage among fans? I don't think there is.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's going to be the case. 617-779-0985. I was just taking a look at the MLB. I was reading that MLB is not blacking out. Sorry, is not lifting their blackout rules in any way. for their shortened season.
Oh,
remember we had talked about this?
Yeah.
And whether or not Major League Baseball would open it up and allow people to watch all their games and have their games be widely available.
Right,
and I said, I don't think they'll do it. I said, I don't think they'll go for it. They're baseball. They hold on to the TV rights and just rights to their media in general tighter than any other league.
Yep.
I said, I don't think they're going for it, and they are not going for it.
Nope.
So the blackout rules that are in effect on a normal season are still in effect. So if you're looking for, like, extra bonus baseball, you're going to have to buy it. 60-game season. We're in the throes of a pandemic, and if you want an extra baseball game or two, no.
We need to get back. The American people need something to take their mind off of all this stuff. And, great, we can watch baseball. Well, kind of, yeah. I mean... Some of the same rules still apply. Come on, we're not going to go crazy.
By the way, the prices are out for the streaming on MLB.tv. What did we say they would be that would be like fan friendly? I think I said $40 for the season would be a nice fan friendly $39.99. That's $20 a month for 2 months. Just give everyone the season for $40 if they want it.
And that is to me, that is the top end. It's like if you want to make it really nice, how about $10 a month?
Oh, no.
Right. How about $20 for the season, right? Like,
That
might draw someone in who otherwise doesn't care enough about baseball to even consider it.
And that may not be worth it. Okay, yeah. But 20 a month, still reasonable. What's the number?
They've set the prices for a single team for streaming just your team. So, for example, you pick the Red Sox,
sure.
And you live in California, you can stream it in California.
Yeah.
You can't buy it in Boston because that would be in market, and that's a blackout.
Okay.
So you can't stream it if you just want to pay for the streaming of your team in market, but out of market streaming for a single team is $49.99 for the season.
It's too much.
The yearly, every team out-of-market streaming is going for $59.99 for the season. It's $30 a month. Doesn't feel like they dropped those prices at all.
No. I mean, I are there hard costs involved with offering this thing up? Or is it just...
Well, no. I mean, the costs are already built in. They're already... the infrastructure is there. They're streaming these no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Can charge whatever they want.
So you can get the full 60 games for every team for $60?
Yes. But not your team in your market. That's still blacked out.
Right.
Oh, I see. So yeah, that wouldn't help if you're right. I see what your point is now.
Or you can get your one team, again, not in your market, but 50. You can get the one team for $50. No. Nope. No, thank you.
I'd like to know what the refund policy will be if they are to shut it down at any point. They get your money back?
They would have to.
You would think.
Come on.
I got my refund yesterday for San Diego Padres tickets. I was supposed to go to San Diego in March for Padres Rockies.
How long ago did you request the refund?
I didn't request anything. They just said, oh, your game's been canceled.
Oh,
so and the game was back in March?
Yeah. Just got my refund yesterday.
Oh, it only took 4 months.
Well, yeah. But he didn't have to. It's amazing what we're willing to consider good customer service these days. But he didn't have to ask for his money back for the game that got canceled. They just gave it to him. That's pretty good.
It's very kind of them. It's very nice.
very proud of you.
617-779-0985. We'll take your calls coming up next. We've got some open lines. Good time to jump on board. Right now, we'll get a check of the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub. When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. Seem to be very engaged in a conversation over there, Harley.
I was just talking to Billy Lanny. He's a big Norm MacDonald fan. I told him I was listening to an old Norm MacDonald the other day. You could tell from his voice he was a young Norm MacDonald, right? So this is an old bit. But the other way you could tell is the audience reaction. Because now when Norm goes off and starts doing like weird Norm things, the audience is laughing along because we get this. This is what we paid for. This is what we expected. The right. audience was horrified and didn't know how to react. Like, what is he talking about?
What's he doing?
When does this joke end? Is it still a joke? What's happening? Said kind of good, uncomfortable humor that... I was engaged with Lanny. Lanny is one of the best people to talk to about things like that because he just, you know, the weirder it gets, the more he's into it.
Let's go to your phones. We've got today's takeaways. Fake promos coming up in about 10 minutes. Rich is in Connecticut. Hi, Rich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Rich.
Good. What's going on?
Hey, a quick question about the Buster Posey opt-out. So he decides to opt out, right? Say is, you know, obviously has personal reasons. He's got those twin babies that have a health concern. Say the Giants go 30-10 over their first 40 games, right? And the kids are fine and the COVID seems to have gone away. Can he opt back into that contract?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I will endeavor to find out what it is, though. So under that scenario, right, his two newborn children will have been out of the NICU, and we assume, you know, I don't know any specifics about the situation, so I'm just speaking in theory here. He has a situation that he currently does not want to expose himself or his family, and at some point he feels it is safe to do so. Can he come back?
I don't know.
I don't know. I actually don't know the answer to that. I wonder if it's even been addressed in the negotiation, if it's in paper.
But what would change over the course of, you know, they're already like really shortened season? Like, is there going to be a vaccine between now and...
Well, no. I mean, if he's at a point where, hey, I feel like there's only 20 games left in the regular season plus playoffs, I can sort of keep myself away from... whatever. You know, I don't know. I'm just, in theory, it's a valid question.
Yeah, I my gut tells me that anybody who opts out is not going to want to opt back in. Just based on how things are going, Beetle.
Maybe they'll set a date, like, at this point.
Yeah.
Just like they do, like, roster cuts or, like...
Exactly. No more roster changes after a certain date, and that's...
Or a number of games.
Right. It had to have been addressed, but I don't think it's going to be an issue. I don't think anybody who opts out is going to want to opt back in.
You guess we'll have to figure that out. We'll have to figure out what the situation, like if David Price decides, oh, I can come back now. Can he come back? Is it cool? Let's go to JD in the North End. Hey, JD.
Hey, gentlemen. First time, long time. Appreciate you taking the call. Wanted to chat quickly about going back to the streaming package for the MLB. Yes. So I'm going to get a little nerdy on you here, but I actually work for the platform that streams that.
Oh, all right.
So they're all hosted by AWS. It's actually not that outrageous. So they're not making too much of a profit on it. I mean, they could cut it down like a Netflix and a Hulu and do like a, you know, $15 subscription.
Right.
But they're actually not making, I mean, they're probably making $5 a head per subscriber. So it's not, I mean, it's not totally crazy. Maybe $10. Maybe I'm being generous. But, I mean, I'm sure they don't need it. But that's kind of the breakdown of how they work on
okay,
the platform.
So not that we have to get into it a whole lot, but the money that goes, the money that you fork over, the $50 for your team for the season, is most of it going to the team? Is most of it going to the servers or whatever it takes, the technology that it requires?
Yeah,
what is it?
Yeah, it's going to the consumption. So, like, they pay Amazon X amount, right? And every time somebody streams, the consumption gets more and more and more. They pay more and more and more. It's basically like a metering model. 1,000 people jump on, they pay for 1,000 people. You know, and that might be $30, and MLB is paying Amazon $40. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Yeah. So Amazon is making the profit, but of course MLB is then making the difference, right? Like they're probably paying Amazon $30, taking that extra 10 and giving. I don't know if they give it back to the team or whoever. I don't know who gets that money. But.
All right. No, it makes sense. I get it. I got you. It's not just it's just not up to the teams to say what. Well, we'll just give it away. Well, it's not yours to give away, I think is what he's saying. You know, it's not like the money. The teams are just pocketing the money. No, there's other things that do have fixed costs involved. Yeah, I get it.
They could have done themselves a favor by not taking any gains. I don't know. It's hard to nail down what the actual cost is. But I don't feel like it's a deal. I don't feel like it's going to entice anybody to buy it who otherwise would be buying it anyway.
No.
Right?
No.
Matt's in the car. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I got a quick question. You know, say if the NFL doesn't happen this year for some reason, how would the draft go next year? I mean, I missed that, so I was wondering that question.
Yeah, it's been kicked around. That was sort of discussed back around the time of the draft. It might just go to a straight lottery all the way around. Wouldn't that be something? Just straight up draft lottery, and you could figure it out that way.
Have Vegas
ping pong balls in, and away you go.
Have Vegas determine who they think would have won, and then just rank the teams accordingly.
Yes.
Well, and the other layer to that too is if there's no college football. I think even if, say, the NFL does play and there's no college football, I still think they're going to do the draft in April. Like, that would still be a thing because the guys will sit out at the college level.
Yeah, if there's no college, there's so
it's
many.
It's just a domino effect, anything you bring up.
I know. There's so many layers to it. It's like if there's no college football at all, guys are going to declare for the draft who haven't played football in over a year. They'll have workouts, you know. They'll have pro days. They'll have things to get a gauge on it. But what's more important to a team than other than how they look on the field? What he can do in the combine? Nope. What did you do last year? What'd you do your last year you played college football? That's what they want to look at.
Let's get to the takeaways. Fake promos. They're coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's me.
Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, 6 locations in Massachusetts. You can also schedule a virtual appointment today. Call or go online to awaken180weightloss.com.
One quick thing for you, Artie. I have the answer on opting out and then changing your mind. Major League Baseball, as of now, a high-risk player who opts out can later change his mind if the team physician and an MLB joint committee approve of it. Any other player who opts out as of right now cannot return for any of the 2020 season or postseason, but Jason Stark reported on June 29th that MLB and the Players Association are negotiating and re-examining that stance, so there could be an adjustment that does allow players who opted out to change their minds later on.
It just seems to me like it would present like two problems. One of them you address there. It's like they would have to be cleared medically, of course. But the other thing would be from the people who were in there from the beginning. It's like, oh, you want us to go in here and make sure it's safe and make sure everybody's healthy and everybody's getting along, and then you get to come in and play the last couple of weeks? That doesn't seem right. Like, how would that sit with you if you were a teammate?
The team?
Yeah,
we wouldn't be thrilled with it.
Yeah. Oh, now you think it's okay to come back after we've been doing this for a while?
But I think it's case-specific. Like, if Buster Posey says, hey, my daughters are out of the hospital and things are better now, his teammates going to be mad at him for wanting to come back?
No.
Whereas someone else who's just like, hey, I just took a pass because I didn't like it, now I do like it, that's a little different.
Right. Now that I see you guys are having a good time and everybody's like really into this and no one's getting sick, can I come play? No. You have to be here from the beginning with the rest of us.
Yeah. All right, but that's the answer to that.
All right. We have 8, I believe, fake promos today for Fake Promo Friday. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, Patrick Chung extension, what can I give? Why don't you give me a 4-pack of White Claw? That's...
let me get some High Lifes there. We just locked up Shaq Mason.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That again was Patrick Mahomes. They were celebrating with bottles of champagne in Kansas City. What happens when Bill signs a contract here in New England?
We restructured Rex Burkhead. Why don't you run down there and get shrink wrap 6-pack of Fireball? There we go. We're gonna celebrate.
Let me get the whole row there. Thanks.
No, the whole. You don't have to break it up. I'll take all.
I'll take the sleeve.
Sleeve of Fireball nips.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And it doesn't take into consideration any bad actors. They have access to towels or food that's being brought into the athlete.
What are they going to do?
They're going to try to infect somebody.
How?
By sneezing into a towel that they're putting in the locker room.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're gonna spread coronavirus on purpose by sneezing into towels in the locker room.
Bad actors.
I blame the internet for all the ridiculous theories in this world.
Yes, and the phrases, which I've just grown to hate more than anything. Bad actors, one of them. Are we talking about other bad actors in this next clip, T-Bone? Yeah, that different type of bad actors.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Why are there Indian names for sports teams?
Oh, no.
I mean, why are there names for anything in sports?
Well, number one is we won the war.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was far and away my least favorite caller of the week. Might be of the year. Might give that guy 2020 least favorite caller of the year. He wasn't done.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And another thing, Chief Wahoo, a cartoon character, and they can't handle that? It's cute.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I was reluctant to bring it up again on Fake Promo.
I can see why.
Yep. We suffered through it once. Anyway. No, that wasn't the bad actor I was thinking about, though.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
David Schwimmer is also the giraffe in all the Madagascar movies, and he sucks in that as well. All he does is complain. He's a hypochondriac. He's in love with a hippo. He's the worst.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All true.
Like, if you're going to have a giraffe fall in love with a hippo, it's a stretch. You need a real voice actor to pull it off. Schwimmer can't do it. He can't. It was horrible casting. Your father started that whole thing, Beetle. It was your father who unsolicited just chimed in with how much he hated David Schwimmer.
No, that's not what he chimed in with. He chimed in with Ross from Friends. And I said, you know what? Let's expand that to all of David Schwimmer's,
You're right.
Resume.
It was the character that your father hated. But does he feel the same way about David Schwimmer in general?
I mean, he should. I think he does. We probably see eye to eye on this. Yes.
Okay. Two more. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm thinking maybe steamers would be a good one for them.
With a locomotive engine. Steam coming off right on the chest. They haven't been great on the base paths this season. We all know the Cleveland Steamers are better when they're not running.
They've been a real solid team.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I got sent some great Cleveland Steamer logos. Like, this is this has been
really? Oh, yeah. You did? Some great ones?
They've been talked about already. All right, final one. It's a quickie, but it's worthy of being the last fake promo of the week.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Charlie in Newbury with a suggestion. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good old Charlie.
Week 17 in the books, Hardy. 17 weeks now. We've been doing this.
A lot more than 94 hours, right?
Yeah, dude, we're supposed to be nights. We're up to 340 hours and counting, I believe.
Not for everybody. You're not counting the 4 hours you missed yesterday, are you?
No. That was a vacation day, and I enjoyed it very much.
What about the 20 hours you're going to miss next week?
Oh, you'll enjoy those with Zoe.
I will.
I think you guys will have a lot of fun together.
Uh-huh.
And then you're off after that? Is that right?
Yep.
I'll see you in like 3 weeks.
Okay, good.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great weekend. Felger Maz next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Maz.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Maz.
Q-U-I-T quit.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.